Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
And I want to go to Sydney University first of all, because I just noticed this from Simone Fox, who is a journalist at The Australian. She says, Sydney University bar erupting with a handful of Trump supporters shouting, lock her up, build a wall, drain the swamp, and grab her by the... Yes, let's go live to Alex Hart, 7 News reporter, who's at the Manning Bar at Sydney University. G'day, Alex.
G'day, Ben. How are you, mate?
What's happening there?
Oh, look, it's certainly not as though... the situation's not as though it's been painted there. There is a boisterous group of Donald Trump supporters, quite small, I'd have to say, about a dozen, maybe two dozen in one corner. And whenever the results are projected up on the big screen in favour of the Republican candidates, certainly they are getting quite rowdy and quite loud. There have been a few of those comments made, but it hasn't caused the room to erupt by any stretch of the imagination. Mostly we've got a room full of probably 400 to 500 people. It's jam-packed here. As I say, the vast majority Hillary Clinton supporters. So as you can imagine, the mood very subdued more than anything else. But yes, as I say, these guys becoming increasingly boisterous as the afternoon wears on, Ben.
Alex, you've spent a bit of time over there recently in the United States covering a lot of the build-up to this election. I mean, it's taken many by surprise, but not everyone by surprise, the good turnout so far for Donald Trump, although I need to stress he doesn't have it in the bag just yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not over just yet. From the very beginning, the moment Donald Trump announced his candidacy, everybody has doubted that he would ever get this far, that he would ever get the nomination, that he would ever win the presidency. But, you know, as we know, 2016 has been the year of the outsider and the underdog, not just on a sporting field, but politically as well. First Brexit and now this. And, look, I think the results so far, what we're seeing today, is remarkable.
All right. You keep your head down there at the Manning Bar at Sydney University, and let us know if there's any trouble breaking out there. We'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Alex Hart from 7 News joining us on the line.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.